This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you here with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here, checking in, being part of the chat room, being involved. Look at head up on the website, therealside.com. We have a live chat room there for you people who do not like Facebook, and there still are quite a few of you out there. I don't like it either. I mean, I know I need it, but I don't like it either. But always a pleasure to have you there with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. But if you head up to Facebook, you can watch live there as well. You can get involved with the smarter the people. They have a chat room. I call it a chat room. I realize it's not really a chat room. It's you guys get in there and talk. You talk at each other sometimes, but most of the time you're talking together, which is a good thing. So I do appreciate. I just appreciate you being involved. Can you tell? I like having you around. But head up to my website, buy the book. Yeah, I'm wearing a soft. What are these? These are softball shirts, right? What the hell are these? Something like that. Yeah. So see, I'm wearing a softball shirt, and I'd like to get some real shirts. And the only way you can get those is if you got to buy like 500 books. Buy 500 books, I'll be able to buy a shirt. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, let's see. What do I got? I got so much garbage that I want to talk about. Now, at the first break, or after the first break, John Loudon's going to join me. He's the executive director for Construction Advancement Group. And we're going to talk about how California is shoving, pushing, speed divorcing, if you will, from businesses in the state of California. They're going out of the way to make sure that it's next to impossible, not only for you to start a business, but to maintain doing business in the state. And the way they get rid of certain businesses that they just don't want is they legislate them out. You know, it's all, actually, you know, after all, it's all in the interest of the people in the state, because they're driving our taxes up. We have, because Donald Trump, because that's what they call him. They don't call him President Trump, they call him Donald Trump. Donald Trump won't get these poor little brats more money after they spent the money we already gave them to fix the infrastructure. So he's like, you know what? You're going to have to prove to me not only that you need this, but what you're going to do with it and how you're going to spend it, which I don't blame him. I would be doing the same thing. I wrote a piece a long time ago, and I still stand by what I said. Here's what I want. I think the Fed should give them some of the money they need to fix these roads and what have you, all right? But here's the deal. If one dime goes into somebody else's pocket other than the guy who's pouring the asphalt on the freeway, you know, or building the bridges, then you get 20 years in a North Korean jail. That simple. I mean, little Kimmy there, he would love to have some of our people there. You know what I'm saying? I just think that we need to really come down on our legislators when they do stuff like this. You know what I'm saying? Esteban from Michigan, thanks for being with me tonight. I really do enjoy when you guys let me know when you're from. And if I get to them, I let you know. Right? And Janet from Chattanooga. Man, I got memories from Chattanooga, lady, from years gone by. But carpet mills are all down there. I made some good money with run a carpet back. Nobody cares. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I don't know if you heard the story about the three masked teenage burglars. They were dressed in black, right, head to toe, and they were shot dead by, I got a story that's similar to this. We're going to have to do that one later on, though. Shot dead during a botched home invasion robbery. Now, in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, the 9/11 caller tells an operator that he just shot two people that broke into his house. One of them is still talking, but he can't understand what he's saying. The caller tells the 9/11 in recordings that were released on Wednesday, I believe one of them is shot really bad and needs an ambulance. Now, the man speaks calmly but in a soft voice as the operator assesses the situation. The scene unfolded Monday after near Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, after three teens, police said, tried to break into the Wagoner County home. Now, the resident fatally shot all three. The burglars broke through the door and ran. He said, I didn't shoot him. The caller says, though later, another suspect is found dead in the driveway. So he must have hit him. You know, God, this is why you got to teach your kids young how to shoot. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, the shooter said that he's in a back bedroom with his gun. The door is locked. The 9/11 operator tells him when the deputy gets to the house to put the gun away. He tells her the gun will be on the bed. The nearly 8-minute 9/11 call begins about 12:44 on Monday. He said, I've just been broken into. Three men, two I've shot in my house. One's down. One's still talking. You need to get here now. But she says the caller doesn't sound panicked. Which I don't know if I would have been as calm as this kid was. Now, we're probably going to have to finish up the story later, because you can't just leave people hanging like this. But the gist of the story is that here's a young kid. What was it? Let me see. How old is he? The deceased suspects were Jacob Woodruff, 16. Jacob Redfern, 17. And Maxwell Cook, 19. Right? Because this is nothing else for teenagers to do but to hang out and go break in a house, right? One suspect had a knife, another carried brass knuckles. Thorpe told reporters that investigators will help his office determine whether Oklahoma's stand your ground law applies. Wow. You're in your house. Three people break in. And what has stand your ground got to do with it? No, really, when you think about this, what do they have to do with it? You come into my house, you threaten my family. I don't know about no stand your law, stand your ground law. All I know is that you're probably not going to make it out alive. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, John Loud joins us after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One on has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Pulling one of my anti-business.
Hold on a second, we're going in.
Sure.
We are back. You listen to Real Set on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I know you could be listening to about 3,000 other shows out there, but you've chosen this one, which I'd like to believe shows what a high IQ my audience has, but, you know, you just never know. Anyway, always, again, like I said, always a pleasure. Head up to the website. Now, if you go to the regular website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. But you can also read some great articles there, written by yours truly, but others that we have writing on the website as well. And if you're really smart, you'd buy that book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can find it up there if you buy it from the website. I sign it. If you don't, you buy it from Amazon. You know what? I don't need the signature either. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just want the book. So buy the book so I can buy some new shirts, and I really just take a few minutes and make it happen. All right, My next guest is John Loudon. He's the executive director for the California Construction Advancement Group. We've had John on before, and we've, you know, California is, I'd like to say, it's a different universe, actually, if you really think about it in the right terms. John, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, great to be with you, Joe, anytime. Always fun.
Well, you know, you have to admit, these guys, logic eludes them big time. It's like trying to squeeze Jell-O in your hand, right? I mean, they just can't find it no matter what you do with them. They're losing businesses. They're driving up taxes. Now they want to add more to the gasoline tax. And they're driving businesses out of the state, as you are experiencing firsthand. First tell people, you know, what your company does, and then tell them what the state, this wonderful state of California, is doing to you.
Yeah, well, we're the California Construction Advancement Group. We used to be the California Construction Compliance Group. And we went out to public projects, and we would audit construction jobs and make sure that the workers were getting their fair wages, you know, things that the unions are supposed to stand for. But since we are not union affiliated, they decided they didn't want us auditing. You know, it's like, hey, he's my little brother, this union contractor. Only I get to audit him, you know, that kind of thing. So they banned me from auditing. So then we changed our name to the California Construction Advancement Group. So, we're fighting for the rights of non-union workers, which makes us evil because non-union workers don't really have – they're not really welcome here. And so, I guess I'm not welcome here. They passed a law to defund my organization entirely.
So wait, so you're saying that the union didn't want to be audited, but I've always felt like if you weren't doing anything wrong, I had no problem with, you know, an agency looking at my books or wanting to see what I'm doing with my money. Maybe I have it backwards, John. What do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, it seems like, you know, they have this narrative that these good union contractors are all following the law. And then when some non-union guy comes along and finds out they're not following the law, it kind of messes up their narrative. So yeah, they don't like that.
They're hiding. You always know that they're hiding something when something like that comes up. So let's talk about what your company was doing and how, you know, I was explaining to people earlier how when the legislators get nervous, and right now the Democrats have total control of two-thirds of our legislature here in California, of the state actually as a whole. And how if there's something they don't like, there's something they don't want to do, whether it's taxes or what have you, they can easily change it because with two-thirds, they don't need one Republican vote to up the taxes.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, if you wonder what someone really stands for, you know, take a look at what they're doing when they've got absolute power to do it. Mm-hmm. And, they claim to love poor people and, you know, they like progressive taxation, and then they turn around and they give tax breaks to the Tesla driving environmentalists, and Stick Joe Sixpack, you know, driving his pickup truck to work in the regular guy lanes, while the Tesla guys get to own their get to have the HOV lanes. And it's just ridiculous. So yeah, they love wealthy Tesla driving people when it really comes down to it. But they tax the crap out of Joe Sixpack, who's just trying to feed his family by working an honest day and, you know, in his pickup truck.
Yeah, and right now they're talking about upping the gas tax, and not because they're just looking for more money. No. This is even better. See, they've already taxed us to fix the freeways. They've already taxed us to fix the infrastructure, but they somehow use it somewhere else, so now they need more money. And Donald Trump, that's what they call him, right? They won't call him President Trump. Donald Trump won't comply and give them more money. So now they're gonna stick it to us again, in essence, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's mind-boggling. You can imagine being a Midwesterner from Missouri was actually the most fiscally well-managed state in the country, still is. It's one of the top one or two. It only stayed with a AAA bond rating for years. And it was unthinkable in Missouri to, even when Democrats were in control, to divert gas tax money, you know, money people taken from people driving cars and put it to anything other than building roads. I mean, we had fights over whether a bike lane should be paid for with gas tax. you know, if you could imagine. So,
oh my gosh.
We had a big fight, no kidding. There were, the highway department said, we got all these Amish people driving their buggies down the center lane of the highway, you know, this four-lane divided highway. So they wanted to put gravel in for the buggies. I said, wait, that's not your job. Those buggy drivers aren't paying gas tax. So, I'm not kidding. That's how people in most states have these discussions, but not California.
No.
You saw the latest. They've got $7 million going to the university system in the transportation funding bill. And, you know, what's that going to be for? That's not going to build any roads. It's supposedly going to study transportation, but I have a suspicion it's going to study how unions building things is somehow more efficient.
Well, it's going to give Jerry's nephew a job, finally. He'll be able to go out there and do whatever it is they do. But, you know, I'm looking at how much their taxes. I don't know if people remember this, but when I really first started paying attention to what was going on around me years ago, I remember that they were talking about the taxes for the freeways, you know, for the infrastructure and that kind of thing, and specifically the freeway taxes. They said they were going to put in a fund, and that fund would accumulate, and they'd start fixing different stretches of freeways, different stretches of highway. And then over the years, because there weren't big chunks of asphalt jumping all over the place, well, maybe we need that in other areas. So they started borrowing against it. So now when this whole thing came up with that dam, when it was falling apart, it came to the realization that we had no money to fix these things, and they never fixed them to begin with, but they taxed us for them. So why isn't two-thirds of the state of California going out of their minds with, what did you do with my taxes? Instead, Jerry says, hey, we can't get the money from Trump, so we're going to pump up your taxes some more to fix that dam so we don't kill 200,000 people. And we all went, okay. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the lunacy known as California. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. And the natives are definitely restless. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Again, I mean that sincerely. Always a pleasure to have you with me, have you engaged, have you involved in what's going on here. And look, at, I know some of you want to count to California and live here and work here and start your business here. I just got one thing to say to you. Don't do it. You out of your mind? I mean, seriously, there isn't enough crack to make you come here and see this place as a good place to start a business and raise a family at this particular point. I think if we go with the Cal exit thing and we allow them to obliterate themselves, this might be a great place in 20 or 25 years. Anyway, I've asked John Loudon to join me today. He's the executive director for the California Construction Advancement Group, and we're talking about, well, exactly that. Can you really do business in California, John? Thanks for being with me.
Hey, great to be with you, Joe.
I love this. I love how everybody's got this vision of California or view of California when they're not here. And then you get here, and they start going, what? I have to pay for this? And you guys do what? You have this. You know what I'm saying? What about the carbon tax? You know, I was talking about how much money came up in our treasury here in California. And I said, if we collected all this money to clean the air, and it's still sitting in an account, why isn't the air any cleaner? Why can't we clean the air? What are we supposed to do with that money? Because they'll find a place to spend it, won't they?
Yeah, they sure will. They sure will. They'll do anything they can with it. Because remember, you know, most people think of taxes as something you collect to cover a specific need. In California, they think of taxes as something to punish you.
Oh, because you have to pay? I mean, you're the reason why, look, you can't live in a beautiful state unless you have beautiful freeways. And so you have to keep paying for that even when they blow the money. You have to keep paying for it. Isn't it nuts?
Yeah. It is. It's absolutely crazy. I'll tell you, one of my my personal favorites is most egregious was when we were getting ready to move here, We thought, well, you know, it was time to get a new car anyway. And we were literally car shopping when we decided to come here. I thought, well, let's hurry and buy that car here before we get to California. We're in Alabama at the time. Let's do that, because when we get to California and they have that insane 10% sales tax, who wants to pay that? So California's got a solution for that. They've got a 2-year look back. So that means you pay your sales tax in your state that you left. And then when you get to California, if California's more, if you bought that car within the last 2 years, they tax you the difference.
Oh, so yeah, come on down, really, because we want your money. I mean, seriously, look, John, we're already one of the highest tax states in the country. Now they're going to raise the gas tax. You know, we were the leader in those panels, the solar panels, right? It wasn't going to cost you anything, but guess what? Now it really does cost you something, we come to find out. And now the electric companies, which are very powerful lobbyists here in this state, are screaming that they're losing money, so they want to be subsidized. And last I checked, government subsidies are paid by us.
Yeah. Well, just consider that California has the third largest supply in the United States of oil, crude oil.
Okay.
And yet it's got it pays like a buck a gallon more than anybody else in the country when you want to get a gallon of gas.
Yeah.
So Missouri has like zero crude oil and has about the lowest gas in the country. And the roads aren't awesome there, but they're decent. they pass for California highways and then some. But they only in California can these progressives figure out to have all that oil and keep it unavailable and then tax the crap out of what they do sell and watch the people just squirm. You know San Diego, where all the rich people live? Your words?
Yes.
You realize this is the worst city in the country to accumulate wealth?
Really?
The worst. Yeah, the worst. If you made your money elsewhere, this is a great place to be. But if you're just a guy trying to get by in terms of housing costs and hidden taxes and the diminished diversity in the economy, yeah, it's tough. It's really tough.
Wow, because, you know, I've done some work down there in the past, and I actually had to deal with that, what's that Gestapo group called? The AQMD. Down there, you know, the Coastal Commission, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
you think the EPA has power? These guys have got, like, unlimited power. You can't even put a grill there next to the beach without 27 permits, and you got to prove how much charcoal you actually, you know, briquettes you actually burned, if you can burn any. It's really crazy how much power the eco-freaks have, isn't it?
Oh, hey, right across the street, there's a vacant lot, and, you know, typically on the beach. So you've got you know, buildable lots like that. You know, that's $1 million. You can build a house there. The lot, you know, that strip of sand is usually like $1 million. Well, this thing was like on the market, came off. So we're talking vacant lot. My understanding is the last guy spent like a year trying to buy it. And it can now be had for somewhere south of $700,000 because there's no way to get a permit to build on it. So some poor guy sitting on a lot is probably bankrupt and probably have to give it away because you just can't do anything with it because the Coastal Commission, there's some, you're going to have to build the next generation seawall or something if they'll allow you to build on it at all.
Yeah, and again, the eco stuff is just so crazy. I've seen, well, you've probably been involved in this. We've seen major projects stopped because a single frog on 600 acres of land was found and may be extinct, and they can't quite tell you what it is yet, or a blade of grass, or, do you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's how bad it is here to even build.
Oh, you know, we used to go to Skyline Church, and Pastor Darla, you've never seen a Christian man about ready to turn so red and about ready to cuss, discussing how what it took to get the church built. They thought all was said and done. There are all kinds of stories, but the worst, you said they were then told that the church was in the flight path of some bird, and so they were required to buy a couple acres, like off in the wilderness somewhere. And he said, "What? So we're going to now put up signs, bird?"
No, you know, what
here's
I would
where you get to go stay. Yeah, you get to go stay now. We bought this just for you.
I would have. Yeah, how do you get the message to the birds? That's what I want to know. But yeah. No, they're pretty whacked already. You know, I would have brought the Duck Dynasty guys in. Let them hang out on that property for a while, just before the birds start to fly. And I'm sure it would have taken care of the issue. It wouldn't have been a big deal after a while. I just lost a half a dozen listeners.
Well, what I love is they're talking in my neighborhood here, the big discussion is sea level rise. Oh, the sea level's rising. I'm like, well, that's funny. It must not be rising that badly because the Navy is building a massive campus, 4,200 jobs right here. So I guess they're not too concerned about it. And then the other one is the same people that tell you that sea levels are rising do everything they can to demolish dams and keep water away from the farmland in the Central Valley. You know, they want to dump all this water into the ocean. Like, wait, which is it? Is the sea rising and that's a problem, or is it not a problem because you're dumping billions of water into the ocean that could better be providing for the most fertile land in the country?
Yeah, it's again the hypocrisy of the left when it comes to these issues. And you know what's really funny is if you've ever had an argument with them, because you know I'm on a school board. I've had an argument with some of these people, and it's almost like when you start to talk, they shut down. They can't hear a word you're saying because when you stop, they pick up right where they left off. Like you paused their brain, right? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I know you've been up to Sacramento, so you've seen it firsthand. I'm telling you, it's an amazing thing to see.
What they're doing now is what people, I think people don't realize is they're doing everything they can to run business out of California, but they really have declared open season. I mean, it's open season on the non-union worker, especially non-union construction workers. It's staggering how I'll give you an example. There's a guy
Hold that example till after the break because I believe in capitalism. We're going to go make some money. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. John Loud joins me. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a minute.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, sit down. I know it's dancing music, but sit down. Won't start talking until you're all in your seat. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you want to send me an email, you can always send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. But do me a favor. Put a capital TRW in a subject line so I know you're not trying to sell me something. Tell me the story you want me to take on. If you got a comment you want to make, you know, maybe there's a particular topic or an author of a book. Put it in there. Don't make me have to read a book to figure out why you want me to have it. Just give me a couple of bullet points and we'll take it from there. You know, I brought some great people on. I also want to thank you guys for being involved like I've asked you to in the past. I want you, look, if you have to listen on a little smartphone of yours, which is a pain in the butt, I get it. Find out where your local station is. Who are you listening to? You know, what stations you listen to locally? Call the program director. Tell them, hey, how come you're not carrying the show? What's wrong with you people? And because you've made these kind of calls, because you've reached out to station owners, we picked up a couple of stations. The two most recent, KQEW, 102.3 FM out of Arkansas. I want to welcome those listeners to the show. I do appreciate it. Hope you're enjoying yourself. If you're not, don't tell anybody you listen. If you are, send me an email. Let me know, joe@therealside.com. Also, out of Utah, KYAH. I'm always afraid I'm going to say these letters wrong, you know, and then to listen to the opposing station. But appreciate that as well. Let me bring on my next, well, he's been on with me, waiting for me to call him now. John Loudon, the executive director for California Construction Advancement Group. He's got his challenges here in California. See, you got to hit the right buttons, then it works. He's got his challenges here in California. John, thanks for being with me today.
Hey, great to be with you, Joe, and got to love your Arkansas audience. You know, those are mostly Cardinals fans.
Well, see, I grew up with the Red Sox, and I grew up with the, what's that other team? The New England Patriots.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
They couldn't, you know, we threw them out of Boston. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's right. Of course.
We had to get rid of them.
Something good.
Well, hey, you were talking about unions, my favorite subject.
You
know, people don't realize, well, you tell your stories and then I'll jump in.
Yeah, well, I was talking to a mom and pop. This is a perfect profile of the people that I represent. So this is a non-union contractor in the Bay Area. They're a masonry contractor, you know, bricks and walls and that kind of stuff. So they're so good at what they do. This is a father and daughter team. The daughter does the books and the father does the estimating and runs the crews. He built the thing. They pay their guys better than union scale. They do such great work. They're so in demand. So the union can't take their guys. So they do everything they can to shut them down. These guys are like, well, the law says we do a public project. We have to use apprentices. Well, let's train apprentices. And the unions go to the state and they say, no, we're not going to let you create an apprentice training program. That would be bad. Why is it bad? Because there's already a union program. We don't need competition. So they shut down their training program. California is the only state that will block you if you try to create another competing training program. Most places think more training's good, not California. And so then they're forced to use union apprentices. So who does the union send to every job, of course? They send these horrible apprentices, and so they send them home. Well, then you send them home, and the state gets this complaint filed by guess who? The union, that you're not meeting your apprentice utilization standards. So now the state's fining you for underutilizing apprentices. And so it gets better. So the new law, new this year, you now have to pay the apprentice for their travel time. They're filling out the application, hanging out in the office, heading over to the job site. You're drug testing them. So you're paying the apprentice all the way. Then you find out the person's a dirtbag. You send them home, but you still owe them for all that. Now, if you're a union contractor, you write in your union contract that you don't have to pay apprentices until they're actually on the job. So non-union contractors pay it. Union contractors don't. It's just another way. It's open season. They do everything they can to shut down non-union contractors. And you know what this guy told me? He said, well, yeah, it's terrible, but we still have lots of work. And he says, so we put about $6,000 to $10,000 per job right on top of it that we're going to have to send to the lawyer to fight this crap. So, and because almost everything they do is a taxpayer-funded project, you and I are eating that.
Oh, when we used to have the computer company, and my wife would go to these employment things and California law and all this other stuff, she would come back and say, you know, it'd be so much easier if we just shut down, to shut the thing down because it's just not worth all the aggravation. And the one that still sticks in my craw from 100 years ago was, you know, they're supposed to have a break. Every 4 hours you're supposed to take a 15-minute break or something like that. And
whether
they lunch
want
break
it or not. Yeah.
What's that?
Whether they want it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but here's the other thing. They can sign the card that says they took the break. They can sign it since they took a lunch. And then if you fire them, they can go file suit against you and say they never took those and they were just afraid of their job. It was up to you to prove they took it. How the heck do you prove that somebody ate lunch?
I have
The loons up in Sacramento. I mean, I'm telling you, they go in there, it's a lack of oxygen, or somebody's actually got a bong lit somewhere in the air system, and it's just pushing it out into every office and every committee room. I don't get how. Come on, John, you got common sense. Who sits there in the room and says, a legislator that's sitting there goes, okay, hey, there's no real way to prove that these guys took their break, so we're going to force the employer to make sure they took their break, or we're going to fine the employer. It's like, really? Who came up with this?
Yeah, well, they have, it's not that lawmakers sit around generally thinking of these things. It's that you have these union-affiliated law firms that are paid by the union to sit around and think of ways that they can make life miserable. Now, in reality, a lot of this stuff does come out of, you know, one guy cheated once. I mean, it happens, and no doubt about it. I mean, there are people that are always looking for an angle and will cheat. But like anything in life, you know, one guy does something stupid with a gun, and now California wants to ban him from everybody. They take these things to the opposite absurd extreme, just like you described. They go after you because you didn't force everybody to take a break. I've never been in a restaurant until probably like last year. How many people in California, the new normal here is you've got a waitress, and sometimes the waitress comes and interrupts your dinner to say, I'm going on break.
Yeah.
So meet the new waitress.
Well, yeah, there you go. They need to have a break waitress to fill in for everybody all night. You know, you talked about the internships. It was really funny. And when we had the computer company, I loved teaching young people how to deal with computers and how to deal with websites and that kind of stuff and see if they could find their passion. And then at one point in time, I don't think we got fined for it, but all of a sudden it was brought up that you can't have an intern doing any work that brings revenue to the company. So no. I'm thinking, well, unless it's a janitor and you teach him how to clean the bathrooms and the walls, I've got a computer company. Everything you touch at some point in time is going to bring revenue to the company at some point. Again, I say, what happened? What loon put this in place?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this country, now you've really hit another hot button of mine. In this industry, you know, in construction, it's built largely on apprentices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we have to replace this generation of workers with the next generation of workers. And that's what an internship is. I mean, I remember reading about one of the writers. We hear about Paul Revere, but I read about Jonathan Light Tremaine. And, you know, he was apprenticed to be a silversmith, you know, and he was making no money. He was slaving away. But, man, he learned how to be a silversmith. And, you know, then you make your money. I mean, this idea that you're not getting something of value by learning on the job, I mean, I just can't understand why they're really trying to shut that down. And, again, I know what they're doing. They're saying, oh, some business is getting an angle because they're using too many interns and aren't paid. So let's basically ban the practice of using interns.
And, yeah,
and actually, what's worse is the big wealthy corporations can use interns and pay them, but it's the small and mid-sized that would love to have interns like yours that can't. And so it's really this mercantilism, the stuff that the California progressives do, like subsidizing the Tesla drivers and punishing the truck drivers, you know, pickup truck drivers. You know, they do the bidding at every turn of huge corporations and jerk around the little guy. And it's terrible. It's just awful. It's the worst scenario.
And they don't realize what they're taking away from those young people that want to learn that trade. They really don't know the damage they're doing.
I don't believe they don't know. I don't think they're just stupid. I think it's all part of a design. And this most progressive state has the most oppressive laws, the greatest separation between rich and poor. Our poor are more miserable than poor in about any other state.
Hey, John.
And our kids aren't getting educated.
You were so interesting I wasn't watching the clock. So quickly, tell people where they can find you.
Yeah, well, I posted at Blue State Relief on Facebook is my new effort. We've got to get federal intervention to come help us out. It's not just a California problem. It's every blue state is suffering, and we need to spread prosperity.
I'll get that information up there. When we come back, I've got to see your host. You know, you got to restart Facebook top of the hour. We're going to talk about chasing the lie, how the Dems have got so many lies out there, you got to know which one to chase. We'll be right back.